The case of a former British soldier charged with the murder of a man in West Belfast more than 50 years ago has been heard in the city's magistrates' court for the first time. Patrick McVeigh, a 44-year-old father of six, was gunned down from a passing car on a street corner at Finnahy Road North in May of 1972. Four other people were injured. Today, the case of a former member of an undercover British Army unit known as the Military Reaction Force, or MRF, was charged with Mr. McVeigh's murder and was dealt with in court. For more, we can talk to Conor McCauley, who's our Northern correspondent. Conor, this is obviously a very old case. Can you tell us about it?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, well, as you said, Patrick McVeigh, 44-year-old father of six, was shot dead on a street corner in the Riverdale Park South area of West Belfast in May 1972. He was one of five men hit when they were fired on from a passing car. Now, the obvious conclusion at the time was that the shots had been fired by loyalists, but it later emerged that there had in fact been undercover soldiers in the car. As you say, these were members of what was a very controversial and covert military unit, the Military Reaction Force, which had been deployed to Northern Ireland in the early 70s. Ostensibly, its job was apparently to try and take the fight to the IRA. But in 2013, members of that unit gave interviews to the BBC in which they acknowledged that they'd shot people who may have been unarmed. There were a number of investigations into the way the unit operated, and that led the Public Prosecution Service to charge four former members of the MRF. Now, one of them, Soldier F, and it's important to say that this Soldier F is not the same Soldier F who's been charged in respect of murder and other offences in relation to the Bloody Sunday shootings, but this Soldier F, has been charged with one count of murder, that of Mr. McVeigh, and four counts of attempted murder for the others who were with him that night, and then two other counts of attempted murder linked to a different shooting on the same night. So that's one count of murder and six counts of attempted murder in respect of Soldier F. Three other soldiers who were given the ciphers B, C and D have all been charged with two counts of attempted murder linked to that separate shooting on the same night.
What happens next, Conor?
Well, this was the start of the criminal process in this case. Now, it should be said that none of these soldiers appeared in court today. They were all represented by their solicitors. They were all granted an interim anonymity order to protect their identity. We got no further details about them, ages, addresses, anything like that. But we expect that they're all at least in their mid-70s and possibly older. At least one we heard in court this morning is suggesting that he may make an application to have the charges against him thrown out due to the passage of time. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if the others followed suit. The case was adjourned until late April to allow the lawyers in this case to read what were described as voluminous case papers. People may wonder why this case can proceed when we have the UK Legacy Act, which shut down a lot of these troubles-related cases. But the prosecution decisions were taken before the guillotine clause in that Legacy Act shut out new criminal cases related to the Troubles, and that's why these cases are allowed to proceed. And outside Belfast Magistrate Court, Patrick McVeigh's daughter, Patricia, spoke about what this day meant to her 52 years after the fatal shooting of her father.
Very important. We have fought a long, hard road to get here today, and hopefully this is the last stage of truth and justice for my father, who was murdered, shot in the back by members of the MRF in 1972. Time is of the essence now at this stage. It is over 50 years ago that my father was murdered.
And that was Patricia McVeigh speaking outside that court in Belfast today, thanks to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.